Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting second. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Quinn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. And now, play ball. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoski scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dugan. Jameson moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it and throws to second for the out. Wamsgans scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pratt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoski strikes out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gardner. The throw from Rule and he is safe. Gardner steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a pop-up towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood bunts towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McInnes moves to third. Two outs. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0 for 1 in the game. Mails strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule is called out on strikes. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson bunts for a single. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground for an out. Evans moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Minoski takes first base on ball 4. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoski moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Minoski tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Burns steals second. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Pratt covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. McInnes moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill is walked intentionally. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0 for 2 in the game. Mails hits a line drive towards third. Dugan catches it and throws to first to double up O'Neill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Collins reaches second base with a double. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 2 in the game. Rule bunts towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 2 in the game. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Foster pinch hits for Mike Minoski. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Quinn moves to second. George Uhel now pitching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Quinn scores. Foster moves to third. Burns moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pratt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. Burns scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Nemo Leibold now playing left field. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wamsgans moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dugan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-2 in the game. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graney pinch hits for Smokey Joe Wood. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Graney now playing right field. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Graney. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quinn bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leibold moves to third. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Graney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Leibold tags and scores. Burns tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Liebold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Wamsgans moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.